Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, May the 1st, 2026. First day of the month of May, May Day, 2026. How about that? 16 minutes past the hour. And apparently, April showers bring May showers. As we are going into the month of May here with a rain shower this morning. When I actually drove in this morning, about 7:15, it was not raining, but I went back outside this morning. I was going to take the trash out to the dumpster. You know, it's all so glorious and glamorous around here. At 7:30 in the morning, you're taking the trash out. When I went back out, it was raining, so I thought, you know, the trash is going to have to wait a little bit. Well, it is Friday, and we've got a great morning lined up for you this morning, so I hope you're glad to be with us. We're glad to have you. First thing I wanted to mention is I got a mailer in the mail. Where else would you get one? Yesterday that I thought was kind of interesting with the election just a few days away now. Now, this is about half the size of a sheet of paper. Very nice cardboard. Can you hear it? Cardboard mailer. And it's not about a particular election. It's about a position on the State Central Committee. Now, I wanted to give you an idea. I like to read these ads on the air because I think they're interesting. It says, vote early or on Election Day, Tuesday, May the 5th. Join Democrats in voting for Randy Weston for Ohio Democratic Party State Central Committee. Randy Weston, fighting for Democratic values, former Democratic state representative, instrumental activist in the fight against Senate Bill 5. He spent his career fighting for the rights of public school employees, endorsed by former Governor Ted Strickland. Then if you flip it over, it says, join Democrats in voting for Randy Weston for Ohio Democratic Party State Central Committee. Fellow Ohioans, I'm Randy Weston, and I humbly ask for your vote to be the Ohio Democratic Party State Central Committeeman in Senate District 26. I'm committed to supporting a leader like Dr. Amy Acton as we fight to lower property taxes, fully fund our schools, ensure affordable health care for all. I would truly appreciate your support. Thank you, Randy, endorsed by former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. And then there's a picture of Randy Weston and Amy Acton on the back of this flyer. Now, what's interesting to me is that people are hitching their boat to Amy Acton, which, if the candidate's not strong, you usually don't see a whole lot of that. And 6 months out from the election now, I think it's very interesting that Randy Weston was very savvy in mentioning Amy Acton's name and then putting a picture of himself with her on the flyer. So the Democrats must believe that she's a very strong top of the ticket candidate, because you notice he's not on here with Sherrod Brown. And also he mentions Governor Strickland, who must also be very popular in the party. So I thought that was interesting. By the way, I should mention phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. We always love the phone calls. We had great phone calls yesterday, and I appreciate them all. We had, who called in yesterday? We had Naomi, we had Phil, we had former city councilman Ivan Stitham, and we had our friend from city council call in. So the more the merrier. It's always good to hear from people when they call in. So feel free, 740-383-9944. Now, I also wanted to say, again, 3 or 4 days, depending on how you're going to count today from the election, boy, things just continue to get ugly. And, you know, I have said, And we've talked a lot about this 86 district race. And I think one of the reasons, obviously for people in Marion, the county commissioner race is probably more important. But this 86 district race is just incredibly ugly. Let's go to the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Good morning to you. I haven't seen you. I haven't talked to you. But I hear you.
Well, I am glad you're out there. It's always good to hear a friendly voice. How are you and Carol doing?
Well, we're doing everything we can do. And sometimes we just let it go like you did the garbage. We'll just wait until it stops raining. Now, you better get it out there when the garbage goes by. Then you miss it. Then you got that bag of garbage around all week. Is that the way your garbage pickup does, or just the dumpster and dumpster come once a week and gets it regardless and replaces it with a nice clean one or empty one, right?
Yeah, the dumpster comes once a week, and it's kind of interesting because normally we do it on Wednesday night because the dumpster pickup around here is on Thursday.
But mine is. Mine's exactly like yours.
See, yeah.
I'm with the big boys and girls getting the trash taken care of. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, so normally we take it out on Wednesday night, but we were not in the studio this past Wednesday night because we were off doing something else, so I thought we got to get this trash out before it piles up too high. It's actually not doing too bad right now, so I thought I'd be good here on Friday morning, and it rained.
Excuse me when I butt in, because if I don't think, when I'm thinking in my head and you're still talking and I'm thinking what I want to say to you, I forget it. But yeah, who's we? I thought you said I, and then you go we and I a lot. I can't keep track of the, have you got shadows or what is that?
Well, this morning it was I who was taking out the garbage, but normally on Wednesday night, Matt does help me take it out, so that's we.
Oh, on Wednesday night, you got one person that comes from Caledonia to help you take trash out, just one bag, and flip it up over into that big 8x10 or 12 foot dumpster?
Well, normally we're doing a taping on Wednesday night, so we're all here anyway. So that's why we take it out.
That's right. I forgot about the taping. Yeah. You guys are more active. You're trying to catch up with Adam on the so-called TV thing. But you're going small time, but Adam went big time. He's live on the like channel that I can afford to have, you know, the free channel. You're familiar with a lot of free stuff. I am too, and I take advantage of it because I don't think we're going to have it much longer, anything free. And that word free was kind of a come along in our life. Do you remember when you was a kid, when you seen something free, you was there to get it, wasn't you?
Oh, you know, I used to say my favorite type of food was free food.
Yeah, but that's the way, when it was little kids, something free, boy, we jumped at it. And then it kind of stuck with us. Then we fell in, then advertisements come, and everything, and then the small print. But I'll get back to what I really wanted to say. Yeah, I got mail, and I'm just about well, not quite as important to you, because there isn't as many knows me as they know you, and what all you do is a lot more than I do for the listening audience, because that's your job. That's what you do. That's what you're best at, announcing and giving information. But on your mail, boy, I sure beat around the bush to get there, but I love beating around the bush. You know, you never know what you might get out of the bush. A lot of people hide behind that bush, don't they, Scott?
That's right, and an animal might fall out of the bush from time to time.
Well, animal, yeah, he's already gone. He heard you come up. They're wild, you know, but some of them just hide behind the bush a lot. And but anyhow, Scott, on the stamp, the metered stamp or whatever you want to call it, a little curlicues going through it signifying that it's been mailed and it's getting delivered to you. Did you notice the American flag? I believe it's there. And there's a little leaf. Did you notice that on the metered thing, or do you? That's how I look at things pretty carefully on everything like that, just for the fun of it. Did you? But the leaf was noticeable. Have you noticed that yet, Scott?
I have seen that green leaf on there.
Well, I don't know if they're all green or not. I don't know about the color. I haven't got anything in front of me. But I got one from Mr. Shopper, and then I got one for, what's the one that you just got to talking about, the one that got the big blue, black, brown?
And oh, Ben Weber.
Oh, yeah. You emphasize on Ben Weber. He's the gun that got everything. But the blue, you have to get up pretty close to it to see the blue. It's kind of a dark blue, isn't it?
It is kind of an, I don't know, that's not navy blue, I don't think. Just kind of a rich blue.
Well, let's say navy blue, because we got a wonderful navy, you know, bringing the astronauts back out when they splash down into the ocean and everything. But, Scott, okay, then there's some real fine print, and that's my pet peeve. I'm not going to linger very much longer on that. But the fine print, I'm just getting so tired of fine print. And I know even... I've got some really, really thankful for good sight, but it isn't as good as it used to be, but it's still really good. When you can see a groundhog at 40, 50, 60, 70, and go clear up to 200 yards with your just the glasses that I can do right here out the window, I think I got pretty good eyes, wouldn't you say, if you could go that close distance and far away distance, and nearsighted and farsighted. But did you read and see what that little leaf said underneath it?
You know, no, I have not.
Well, you get the meter. When you get the meter mail, maybe you got one in your office. Maybe you can report back, and I'll get off of here. But the ones for the commissioner in our group, and were the one that's on your show a lot. Under his, it's got fine print. That leaf says sassafras. Now, are you familiar with the word sassafras?
I have heard that word.
Now, what have you heard about that word?
You know, isn't that a root, sassafras root?
That's correct. And what do you do with that root?
You know, I don't know. I don't think I've ever had sassafras in anything.
Well, when the 25 years that Carol and I had our cabin down in Meigs County, I hear Meigs County mentioned on your show quite often. It makes me feel, boy, we had a home away from home in Meigs County, but down there you could walk right out the door on the side of the hill, and it's really neat. The sassafras have a stem on it. They never come into the main stem. Say you got your finger sticking up, and you put a finger up there, they're opposite each other. They just don't key into that. You know what I'm talking about visually in your head, what I'm talking about.
Right.
And that sassafras, some of it, well, you know, it gets, I don't know what the biggest is, but they can get pretty big around, maybe as big around as, I'd say maybe a pumpkin. I've seen them. A small pumpkin jack-o'-lantern that big around, so I'm just using that for everybody knows what jack-o'-lantern is. But the big thing about it is that the small ones, finger size, I could pull them up the root, and you take them over to the faucet and just rinse it off a little bit. And then, to Scott, you can put that down in water and let it soak in the water in a big jar and stuff. And the more it soaks, it's just like a tea bag. The longer you leave it, the little stronger it gets. And you can have iced tea, put the ice in it, and you have iced tea, or you can have hot tea. And it's really good. And there's several different colors of that, per se. I notice a little darker color comes out, maybe in the mature of the plant or something. But that's sassafras. And the other one up above from Weber, is that right? The other one was... you got one from Weber mailer?
No, mine came from Weston, but I have seen the Weber mailers out there.
Yeah, well, mine was the other person that I said before. Daggone it, I'm getting these mixed up because I didn't know none of these names.
So Weber and Schauber?
Schauber, yeah. Here's a sassafras underneath that. And that was meter. That was this post office does this now. And the other one was a maple, and that said maple underneath it. So I thought, you know, that's something. The government does that on those meters, and most people would never even look at it. This looks like it's, you know, you've already mailed it, and they've accepted it and sent it out to you, right?
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? Now that you bring this up, on my mailer, there's not even an American flag or anything. All it says, where the stamp should be, it says, Nonprofit Organization, U.S. Postage Paid, Ohio Democratic Party. So this must have been mailed out by the Ohio Democratic Party, and because they're a nonprofit, they must have their postage paid for, so they don't even need to put a stamp on here.
Well, it's not necessarily, if you don't mind me just holding up just a couple more minutes, and I'll get off of here on this subject, but I got it right here. I can look here for sure. And if you don't mind, do you mind? Am I bothering
you? No, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. And I hear it on your show, see, that's why I'm bringing it in. I'm very poor to the politics and stuff. I don't know how to talk sensibly about that. But Ben Weber, yeah, it's a dark blue, and it's a state of Ohio within the background of the W, if you notice that. See, I pick up on that kind of stuff. And then it says, Teddy, I hope you are well. I'm a Republican, saying that he's a Republican, running for state rep. I hope I can be chosen your vote to fight for the Marion and Pleasant Township. Thank you, and God bless. Ben Weber. So that was printed. It wasn't in cursive. It was, kind of a, you've seen people that write, it's kind of a, like a cursive, and then it goes right into a print. So that's what I got from Ben Weber. But on the stamp, on the envelope, that's what I'm talking about, where they're metered. You look at the one that you get, and where it's already been metered to the post office, and it's got the maple leaf on it, and the sassafras, right here it is. Okay, this one here is from Weber. And over on the left-hand side, it says, it gives his address, Fireside Drive, a big W, then it's got a couple lines, then it's got a little, the name Weber, Plain City, Ohio, and the thing there. But over there where the, all like the wavy circles, it's metered. They had the, on Shivers, no, that's Stevenson. He's got a maple leaf. And on the one of Shriver, he's got the sassafras leaf. And, boy, you know what? I've heard him on your show a lot and everything. I've never seen him in person, and that's what I always liked nice about your show. I could go up there to the studio, and you always permitted me to come in, and I could see the people. Once you see the people eye to eye, and once you talk to them and listen to them, you get a lot more meaning and a lot more courtesy of who you're talking to and stuff, I think. Do you think that way, Scott, in your interviews and stuff?
Oh, I think so. I think when you are sitting across from the person and you talk to them during the break and when they first come in, I think you get a much more a rounded feeling about what the person's really all about.
And another thing, I've walked in your office studio there unannounced, and that is something too. They look at you and they have no clue who I am. They may have heard me call in or something like that, because you got a lot of listeners and that's the way it goes. I know the system pretty well. I've listened to you ever. You've been starting the system with Charlie Evers and stuff, and I just think that if people would want to be interested in somebody and they are there, whether they like them or not, what they hear on the internet or anything else, if you went to their, if there's going to be in Marion for a half hour or something, go there and see them and talk to them. And I think you have a different respect and a different thing than all the other, per se, garbage, like you tossed out today, that that you'd appreciate more. I think people would have a little bit better idea when it comes to the voting, because the voting, I think, the way they're running the voting and the way the ballots are, and did you see a ballot today of what we're going to vote on in the primary? Have you got your ballot to vote? I got mine, but have you voted or seen a ballot we're going to vote on?
You know, I have not yet, because I don't vote till election day, but I did see the ballot, because I saw a sample ballot. Now, if you're a Democrat, because this is a primary coming up, there isn't a whole lot on there, but that Republican ballot is very, very full.
And the place where you're supposed to, the kind of, I call it the egg oval, where you fill it in, what you want to, who you're going to vote for, right?
Right.
That blends in so much with me sitting here in the front room with Carol, and I said, Carol, I said, I don't even see anything to, she said, oh, well, and I, she said, let me see, and she looked at the ballot, she said, no, I don't. But you got to look real close, like you do with this thing about the maple leaf and about the sassafras leaf that Stevenson, or Stuyvesant, is that how you pronounce it? Stuyvesant, isn't it?
Right, right.
He's got the maple, and Schreiber has got the sassafras. So I thought, boy, isn't that something? There's a different stamp. And look at the one of Schreiber. That's got three leaves coming out of it. Do you want me to give you a little example of what that means?
Don't go right ahead.
You can get that off the tree and see that. That is a mitten, and it's like a thumb and a little finger, and the ones in there are tree leaf, and that's as a sassafras. I learned that a long time ago in the woods and stuff, and I'll never forget it. I thought it was the coolest thing I ever seen. And then sometimes, on the same tree now, Scott, it's got just the mitt and the right thumb, and then on the same tree, it's just got the mitt and the left thumb. Isn't that amazing what wildlife and in the outdoors and stuff that you can stuff? But that's I've always brought up like that. But I wish I was as sharp as you guys are and stuff on talking about politics, because that's an interesting thing. I know I don't call in and talk about it, and same way with the religion. I think it's all really neat, but you got to take time to just slow down and kind of absorb it little by little, and it's all good. So you have a good show. I know you're going to have 5 hours, so I thought I'd take up a little bit of it.
Well, no problem at all. It's always good to hear from you.
Well, it's now, how many leaves is that sassafras got?
Three.
And what are they for? What is the right and left?
The mitten.
Yeah, the thumb and the little finger, if you put it up. I'll see you later. I might drop in and see you sometime and with that. And but I thought, you know, this getting the mailer, I got them all at once, Scott. My goodness, I got a P.O. box, and it was stuffed full of stuff, and I pulled it out. So you know how I voted?
How's that?
The ones that were the best-looking guys and the best-looking gals, and the ones that sent me a letter and called me Ted and had my name and everything on it. Didn't that make you feel better when they're doing that if you've never seen them before in your life or anything?
That's pretty good. Hey, that's not a bad system. That's about as good as anybody else has got.
But yeah, they got the consideration of sending you something. And the more, like I say, when they come around and you go up and see them and can step in and talk to them, I think you get a little bit more idea. About you, Scott, how many times do you think people never seen you before, do they treat you pretty good, and you treat them pretty good, and when next time you see them, they're just tickled to death to see you again, aren't they?
They are. They come right up. I've had very few bad interactions, which is a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it is when you meet somebody and see them again. And if Larry the Empire is listening this morning, well, that was a good little speech that you brought out, personal to you, but then you made it wide open to anybody that was listening, you've done a very good job, Larry, and I appreciate that you've done that and stuff. And the thing about it, there are thousands and thousands and thousands with that cancer stuff and stuff that's going through with that. And you talked about the place you're going. I think we're all going to go to that same place, but we always feel sorry about the young kids that he said that didn't have a chance to go. But you know what? Those young people and those young kids, he meets up with them like he talks he wants to be, and he's very strong, and I appreciate him for that. But those kids say, you know what, old-timer, you should have been up here before. We've had a hell of a ball game, and we needed another umpire. Have a good day, Scott.
I like it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very nice sentiments from one of our longtime listeners there, Ted Jolliffe and his wife, Carol, who listen very well. Very interesting take on these mailers. I think mailers are fun to talk about. You know, a lot of these people spend a lot of money on these things, and I think talking about them on the air is important if they send them to you, and that's why I've always done it. Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter the issue. If I get a mailer, I always save it, and I bring it in, and we talk about it here on the air. Again, the phone lines are open this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, if there's anything you'd like to talk about this morning. I think the subject this morning is probably about mailers. Has anybody else been bombarded with mailers? Now, I can tell you, honestly, that I have not been bombarded, so that's a good thing. But some people are, and when it's, as we get toward the fall, being a gubernatorial year, I imagine the mailers will pick up for everybody. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, again, it's always good to hear from people out there in the listening audience. But I did think it was interesting that Amy Acton was on this mailer for somebody from the Democratic Party because, again, they must feel that she's a strong candidate if they're going to put her, a picture of her with them, on the mailer. And that's what Randy Weston did. Now, want to get back to the ugliness. Sorry we have to do that. But 3 or 4 days away from the election. And again, the county commissioner race is probably the most it is interesting. I wonder who Ted is voting for. Now, he said he's voting for the best looking person, but who is that? We don't know. Well, maybe Ted will, he doesn't have to tell us if he doesn't want to, but for county commissioner and 86th district, which I guess is what we talked about there. So there we are. I don't live in the 86th district, so I can't vote for that one. And to be honest with you, I have not voted in a primary for a long time because when you vote in a primary, they give you a party affiliation. And then people go, oh, you're of that party, so on and so forth. And it gets a little hectic. But again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Want me to fill you in on that part?
Yes. Who were the best looking?
Well, I didn't say they were men or women, did I?
No, you didn't.
See, I'm pretty slick at watching that stuff, you know, though. But they were men and women. And the one you're talking about, is it Amy Acton?
Yeah, Amy Acton.
You know what? If I wouldn't have seen that in print, I wouldn't have known. I thought that was Acton. But it's a action. She wants action. That's the way I see it, like spell it. I know I didn't look at it that close to whatever the emphasis is on the Acton and action. But just hearing it in, when you was there, I thought she wants action. How do you spell that last name of hers?
Acton.
Acton.
Yep.
Okay. So, Yeah, and what was I going to say about the...
Who you're voting for?
Well, I don't know their names. I just saw their pictures. I'm just joking with that. Like I told you, I always remember when you asked me that question, I said, Scott, isn't it still a secret ballot?
It is. It is.
Yeah. So that's a secret, see? So then maybe after it's over with, might discuss some of them and see who the winners are. But it's kind of fun. Carol and I get a vote, and don't, you know, if it was just the handicap part on our lives that we fought and went through and everything, that it's nice that the voting has been, I don't know how long do you think that they've had absentee voting, voting. Would that ever started back when we get the right to vote?
You know, it goes back quite a ways. I don't know if it goes back to the beginning of voting, but it's been around quite a while.
Yeah. So, and they make it about as handy as they can really make it. But, boy, I'll tell you, that oval they fill in. You let me or anybody else see what they say about that. And I kind of watch. You know, I got back in the room there with Carol because I go out of the room, so I won't feed back over the radio while she's listening. And she said, boy, Ted, she said, you've done a good job on that. I didn't know none of that. I said, well, I haven't got a chance to really go over with you everything like that. And she said, man, how do you know it? Did you ever look for that leaf and stuff? So I thought it was kind of fun. So how am I going to vote? Well, let's use that for another chapter in the book after the primary is over with. And then the big thing's going to be then. That might be a little different. Might come out and might tell you who I'm going to vote for the big things.
Well, that sounds good. So we got to wait until after the election to find out who you're going to vote for.
Well, this is the primary, see. This don't mean diddly, but get to somebody in that wants to be in there. That's the secret of the primary. I thought, am I running in the right track, aren't I?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that'll tell us who gets in the slot, so it means something to them.
That's the old saying that separates the men from the boys, but not today.
But you know...
Beautiful women from the beautiful women.
Right, so. But you know, in that county commissioner race, there is no Democrat, so whoever you voted for there, even though it is a primary, that's the person who will become the county commissioner.
Well, sure, but I don't go that way. I'm not that type. My mental capacity and stuff don't go that way. I never went that way. I told you there earlier, if I meet the person and see the person and look the person in the eye, and if they don't want to look at me or talk to me because they got some other big dignitaries around them and stuff like that, and they want to get away with that, that just sours me right then. I turn the page to another page because I don't put up with that. I'll tell you one thing. We're still into politics. Ted Strickland was up here at the Democratic Party, and so he was running late. And you and Mary Ellen Withrow, there's the two that's on your show that everybody knows. Oh, they're about the two big dignitaries here in Marion, Ohio, if you want to start picking out names, and then you could fill probably a tablet full of people that's really good people, whether they're dignitary or whether they're just, you don't even know of them. And I treat them all the same in my book when I go to voting. But you know what? When you meet them and when you see them by surprise, and that's the key thing. But Ted Strickland, he was running late, and so the Democratic Party was out there. You know where you was when the Democratic Party had it out there on, what is it, 95, I guess it was, wasn't it?
309 out at the...
Yeah, 309, that's right. Yeah, I got that. It's on, if you're going west, on it'd be on the right-hand side, yeah. So here he come, and there was a few people that I went to school with and stuff, and they was all standing around there, and I said, I don't know if I called him Ted Strickland or what, but he saw me, and I said, my wife can't get up and get out and get in there to the thing. I said, can you come over to the car and talk to her? You know what Ted Strickland done? Ted Strickland said, yes, I can. And some of the ones ahead of the Democratic Party, their mouth come open. You could have put 4 bushel of corn in it. And they thought, who is Jollof think he is doing this? We got a meeting in here. Ted Strickland knew he had a meeting in there. Ted Strickland knew he was late. Ted Strickland took my honor of asking him that he didn't even know me and come over and talk to my wife. And you know when he come over on the car, on the vehicle, on the passenger side where my wife was now, he didn't talk to me. He said, I want you to meet my wife. He come around there, and her first words were, you want to hear them?
Yep, I'm ready.
She said, my. She said, you got a beautiful sweater on. Now, that's the kind of gal my wife is. Now, she drawed the attention to him and glued him right on her, right up to her, see? And he talked to her, Scott, I don't know, at least 5 minutes and stuff. And then the people that was ahead of the Democratic Party come over, and they was getting nosy, wanting to know why he was over that long. You know what? That seemed like to me they wasn't respecting me or my wife or Mr. Strickland at that time. And I thought, what kind of head honchos are these people that's coming over and nosing in? Mr. Strickland will be there, and he's the most important out of the whole gang, per se, in for leading our state, you know, of being the governor. So I thought that was pretty nice. I'll throw that into the picture on that. But
no, it's a good story, and what I always say about former Governor Strickland, I say, no matter how you feel about his politics, I've met him, and he's been on many times. He is a nice man. He's a genuinely nice man.
You know, Donnell, that's that way because you ask him some off-the-cuff questions there, and he's told you right off the cuff of his cuff how he felt. And I remember the next day you said, boy, Ted Strickland, he was really firm and everything like that on that discussion. You recall that right well, don't you?
I do, and he is very, very ardent in his beliefs.
Yeah, his beliefs are level, and and have you ever used a level, a big, long level, and put it up someplace and watch the little bubble, how it goes?
I you know what? There's one on a lot of the video cameras we use because you got to have it level before you start taping.
Well, that's the way it is with voting. I just go with the voting, however, wherever, and however it is. If you have to bring the one side way up and then up the other side, that's the way I choose them. I said, maybe this one's just a little bit better to make things level than the other one. So that's the way I'm I hear that word. I don't like hearing the word is Democrat or Republican. That's what I like to hear. But they say an R or D. I don't like an R or D. There's a lot of words start with R and D. And boy, they sure got them in all the parties anymore, haven't they, the words?
They certainly do. They certainly do.
Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our good friend Ted Jollof. So we're not going to find out who he's going to vote for in these primaries, but maybe after. Matt Morgan has joined us live in the studio this morning. Matt, how you doing? April showers bring May showers.
Yeah, I have needed to mow my yard now for about a week or so, but it just rains on and off, so I haven't had a chance.
And it's May Day.
Yes, it is.
Do you have your maypole?
I still don't know what a maypole is.
Oh, Lord. Mary Ellen will have to come school you again.
I mean, I remember how she described it, but, it's just like a regular pole, just like a wooden stake
it's
in the ground.
It's a pole. With a metal pole. It. No, a metal pole, and you wrap bows around it.
I don't have a metal pole.
And then you dance around it. Women, I guess, dance around it.
I bought an American flag.
I saw you buy that the other day. What was that all about?
I wanted an American flag.
Just to hang on the wall?
I'm going to hang it outside my house somewhere if I can find somewhere to put it.
So you can go out in the morning and say the pledge before you come to work or wherever you're going?
So I can have a flag hanging at my house.
Well, that's nice. Very patriotic. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did you listen to the conversation this morning?
No. I was listening to Long-Haired Redneck and Long-Haired Country Boy.
Oh, Lord.
And, what's another song I listened to? Yellow by Coldplay. That's a good song.
I tell you, you're missing it all up.
I was jamming on the way here.
Now, see, I got the mailer from Randy Weston, who's running for the Democratic Central Committee. And what I found interesting was there's a thing on here endorsed by former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. But the only picture of anybody he's with on this flyer is Amy Acton. And there's also a little bit on this thing where it said, it says, I'm committed to supporting a leader like Amy Acton as we fight for, and then he runs down the things. And I thought, people must be hitching their boat to her and feel she's a very strong candidate because he doesn't have himself and Sherrod Brown or him and former governors. He's got Amy Acton on here. So people must feel very confident in her in the Democratic Party.
Wasn't he a state rep at one point?
Yes, I believe he was. Did you get that mailing, too?
No.
No, yeah. We ran through that this morning. But, in any event, lots to talk. We got 5 hours this morning.
I was going through the primaries.
Oh. Well, he wants to run for Central Committee. I'm not sure who he's running against, but obviously somebody. In any event.
Brandy Downs.
Huh?
Brandy Downs.
Oh, is that who he's running against? Oh, well. I feel he probably got a good shot then. I feel he's probably going to do pretty well. 740-383-98. Well, she's just been a Marion person. I don't even think she's ever run for office. And he was a state rep.
Let me make sure I got that right, but I'm pretty
sure. I would have to feel that he's going to be doing pretty well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to save the unpleasantness.
Oh, sorry, I'm dumb. Apparently there's a man on Central Committee and a woman. So the woman, Gina R. Grandillo. Grandillo against Brandy Downs, and then he's against Chris Liebold.
Well, Brandy might have a shot then. But I Randy Weston, I think, is a name people know, and I think he's probably pretty solid. Although he's sending out mailers like this, so maybe that's a sign of worry. I don't. Have you got any mailers over there in the Twilight Zone of Caledonia?
I don't think so. Not yet. I got some during the last election cycle.
Well, the primary is usually when you get some, if a race is particularly nasty, or you want to get your name out there that you're running for something, trying to get people to the polls, which I think is obviously what Randy Weston is probably trying to do, because there are not a lot of Democratic candidates on the primary ballot.
I don't know. I mean, there's not.
I think it's just a Secretary of State race and a Attorney General race statewide that would get people out. I don't think there's any primary locally.
Oh, that would get people out.
Yeah, because I don't know that Democrats will have a high turnout in the primary.
They've got Attorney General.
Right, Attorney General, Secretary of State. Yep.
Member of Wooden of Central Committee, woman and man, senator, and
Who's the senator primary?
Sherrod Brown versus Ron Kincaid.
Oh well, Ron Kincaid probably is lost cause there. Go ahead, Colin.
Well, there's two other people I'm thinking of this morning. I haven't heard nothing much about Cody, but I heard a whole lot about Cody there yesterday on the radio, and Naomi, she's going to get down there early. Maybe she's already left to the Kentucky Derby. So those two people that I've met and I've cared for quite a bit, that I don't know them. And when you dig the hole deep, if the deeper you go, the better it gets, or this or that, and I don't care. But they left an impression on me both times I met both of those people, and I care very much for both of them and a lot of all the callers you have on your show. I've listened to all of them, and I like all of them. Yeah, there's ups and downs and everything, but I like to see all those callers come back and be part of the party, that regardless if it's pertaining to politics or just having a sitting down and having just a nice laugh and a round table discussion and stuff. So I thought I'd give them two a tap on the back, and everybody else that calls in there, that I care for all of them, and I really can't honestly tell you if they're Democrat or Republican. That's a coming from my heart. I can't really tell you. And you know what? They could be like me. They could be bouncing on the teeter-totter just like I do when I was a little kid on the school. It was fun on both ends, so thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it was an interesting morning yesterday.
I didn't listen yesterday either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, you don't know what's going on anymore. Things are just all over the place.
I've been, I don't know.
Naomi and Cody got into a, Cody did not call in, but, and I was just hearing it all secondhand yesterday, but apparently there was a little contretemps between Naomi and Cody. But, you know, that's what it is. And we got to go to break. We'll come back. We got more next hour. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Oh, that's right. Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is out.